This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, it's been an interesting week in the commodity marketplace. What are we looking at in the grains today?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be kind of interesting to see here on Friday. I mean, when you look, for instance, at beans, which is where most of the fanfare, you know, of course, has been this week. You know, they started out the week with big gains on Monday and, you know, followed it up with big gains on Tuesday. They kind of faded away by the close, but and then you turn around, you rallied again Wednesday. So, you know, overall, over the course of those 3 days, you know, you're pushing a 40-cent rally. But then you come in here on Thursday, went all the way up to 1064 and three quarters, I believe, you know, but then unfortunately we settled down there at 1041. So the market kind of hit some selling pressure. A couple things that came to mind, you know, you hear about what's going on in Argentina and Brazil, weather forecasts improving somewhat, especially in Brazil where they're really wanting to get to seeding here before too long. And so if they get the typical rainfall that I think most people have been calling for them to get, you know, this market's probably going to run into a little more selling pressure. It is end of the month, end of the quarter. Those things have definitely contributed to the buying frenzy, if you will, as some of these funds have rolled out of their short positions.
How much of a factor do you think it has been this week, the stimulus work that China is doing for its economy and trying to get that rolling in the right direction?
Yeah, there's no doubt that that's a big factor. And in all honesty, if China would go from, hey, our economy's stagnant and demand is stagnant, if they went from that sort of a conversation to one more of, hey, you know, we are going to ensure that this thing keeps rolling and that, you know, we keep growing this economy, I think that those are two different conversations.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 1 1/4 at 414.5. November soybeans up 1 even at 1042 even. On the Merck, October live cattle up 70 cents at 184.80. October feeder cattle up $1.15 at 248.07. October lean hogs down 7 cents at 81.95. Class 3 milk down 17 cents at 23.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.